The lying down yoga practice. And so, for this practice, finding somewhere where you can be undisturbed, where you can lie down, perhaps using a mat or a blanket, a place where you can really focus on the practice. And as you do this practice, remembering as much as possible to bring to mind an attitude of really taking care of yourself. So, if anything that's suggested doesn't feel quite right for you, feel free to just leave out that movement or to find an adjustment. And throughout the practice, working creatively with your edge, those places where you may feel you just come into the limit of a stretch, maybe gently exploring those limits. But with the emphasis really on being kind, on patient, being gentle with yourself as you do this. So this isn't a competition. You're not trying to stretch more than anyone else, but really using it as a chance to connect with your body, to sense what's happening in your body as we go through these movements. So beginning by lying on your back. So lying on your back with your legs outstretched. Feet are in contact with the ground, the back of the legs, the buttocks, the back, perhaps a sense of the contact in the shoulders and then the back of the head, the back of the arms. And as you lie here, allowing the feet to fall out to the side and the palms to be facing upwards. Taking time to really pause in this posture, to arrive in this posture. Feeling and sensing how the ground is supporting you as you lie here, as you rest here. Feeling that connection, and beginning to let go into the support of the ground, to allow the weight of the body to be supported, to sink down into the mat. And as you lie here, feeling the breath in the body, feeling the breath down in the belly, the in-breath and the out-breath, feeling and sensing the breathing. A pose of surrender, a pose of receptivity. Just resting, feeling the breath in the body, taking time to pause and to be still. Aware of the whole of the body from the top of the head all of the way down to the tips of the toes, aware of the whole of the body. And within this bodily awareness, sensing the breathing, feeling the breathing, aware of the breath in the body. And now, as the breath comes in, allowing the arms to lift off the ground and lifting up into the sky, and then moving all of the way over the head. Arms stretching over the head. Perhaps noticing any sensations in the belly, in the abdomen as you do that. allowing the hands, the arms to come towards the ground, over the head. Feeling, sensing that stretch all the way from the fingers, all the way down to the toes. And breathing with this stretch in the body. Feeling the breath in the belly. And then when you feel ready, on an out breath, releasing the hands down, so letting them come forward and over the body and floating down towards the ground, back to the starting point. So by the sides of the body, with the palms facing up, coming back to our starting point and feeling the breath. Perhaps sensing any echoes of having done that movement. And now, once again, on an in-breath, allowing the hands to come up off the ground, moving above the body and then all of the way over the head, moving down towards the ground, the arms and the hands stretching over the head, aware of any sensations in the belly as you do this, and continuing to breathe as you feel the stretch, aware from the tips of the fingers all of the way down to the tips of the toes. Breathing with the stretch, sensing the stretch in the body. And then once again, on an out breath, allowing the hands to float back to the starting point, moving all of the way down, back down to the side of the body with the palms facing in the air, and taking time to pause, to allow the weight of the body to sink down, to feel the body on the mat, and feeling the breath in the body. And now allowing the feet to come off the ground and the soles of the feet to meet the ground. So the knees are in the air and the soles of the feet are on the ground. And the arms can be out in a T-shape, out to the side of the body. And from this posture, we'll move into some pelvic tilts. So to begin with, just allowing the tailbone to begin to peel off the ground, and as you do that, you may feel the lower back really pressing into the ground, and then as the tailbone comes up, the lower back leaving the ground a little and then rolling back in. So slowly, gradually allowing the back to recontact with the ground, and then this time really pushing in to the tailbone and noticing an arch in the back. And you may wish to place a hand under the back and feel that space created in that arch. And then once again, allowing the tilt to go the other way. So the lower back presses into the ground and then the tailbone lifts off. And then releasing back down as the lower back peels into the ground. And then pressing into the tailbone and moving into the arch in the lower back. So continuing to move in this way. Moving the pelvis. Feeling the back moving from being really pressed into the ground to arching and sensitive to your body. Finding a pace that feels helpful and useful for you today. Really present with the movement as the tailbone comes off the ground. As the back arches, moving through all of the different parts of this movement, breathing with. And then when you feel ready, coming to stillness, pausing, feeling the breath in the body. And then from here, allowing the feet to come off the ground and holding the legs just below the knees. So just below the knees, holding the shins. So the feet are off the ground, the knees are in the air, and the hands are just below the knees. Legs bent. So almost like we're in the shape of a ball. Sensing what it's like to be here, to feel this. And then very slowly, very gently, introducing some rocking from side to side. So allowing the knees to go out to the right, and move back through the middle, over to the left. So in this side, in this way, just feeling this movement, sensing this movement as the legs go from side to side. Seeing what that's like in the lower back. And moving as much or as little as feels supportive for you in this moment. Breathing with the movement. Noticing if there's a place that feels like an edge where you reach the limit of the movement. And if you wish to, at times, gently exploring that limit. So you may very gently see if there's a little more movement. How is it to be with these edges, to breathe with them? Being really gentle as we do this. And coming back to stillness. And allowing the feet to come back to the floor. Soles of the feet just resting on the ground as you breathe. Letting the legs extend and back to our original posture. Lying on the back, legs extended, arms extended, palms facing upwards and feeling the breath in the body. Now once again letting the soles of the feet come to the ground and the knees in the air. And then this time lifting the right foot off the ground. And the right knee comes to the chest. And holding the right leg again just below the shin. Sense of the knee coming towards the chest and breathing with this stretch. So the left foot is on the ground, left knee is in the air. And the right leg bending towards the chest, knee coming towards the chest. And breathing with the stretch. And if you wish to, play with increasing the stretch in this movement a little bit, seeing what it's like to allow the left leg to straighten, but just if you wish. Feeling that stretch, breathing with the stretch. So adjusting the intensity to suit your body in this moment
finding a way to gently be with the edges, and points where you feel there's a limit, to breathe with those. And then releasing the right foot back towards the floor. And if you wish, then also bring the left leg to join it if the left leg has been extended. So both feet, soles of the feet on the ground, knees pointing to the air. And feeling the breath, feeling the movement of breath. And then on an in-breath, letting the left foot lift off the ground, and the hands can hold just beneath the left knee. Feeling the breathing, feeling the breath in the body. Just gently exploring what it's like for the left knee to move towards the chest, to feel that movement, just sense that movement. And again, if you wish to make the stretch a little more intense, seeing what it's like to straighten the right leg. Breathing with the stretch in the body, feeling the stretch in the body. Bringing the attention here. And then once again, the left knee can move away from the body. Left foot comes to the ground. And if the right foot has been extended, the right leg coming to join the left. So both knees in the air, both feet on the ground. And breathing. Now, when you feel ready, rolling over to one side, and using your hands to come up into a tabletop posture. So the palms of the hands are flat on the floor. The knees are on the ground, the tops of the feet are on the ground. And that sense of a straight back, sensing the awareness from the tailbone all the way along the straight back in a table posture, moving to the very top of the head. And pausing, breathing, being in this posture, arriving in this new position. What's it like to be here? And from here we can move into some cat-cow stretches. So these are similar to the ones that we've done standing. So allowing the middle of the back to raise and the head to come forward, and arching the back into that cat posture. And then easing down, the middle of the back comes towards the floor, the head comes forward, the chin comes forward. And moving into the cow posture in this back bend. And then once again moving into the cat posture, the head comes forward, the back arches, belly comes in. And once again moving the other way as the head comes forward and this back bend. So continuing to move in this way between the cat posture and the cow posture, and exploring how it might be to use the breath with this posture. Is there a sense of which pattern of breathing seems to fit these movements, seems to work well with them? Moving through the cat and the cow. As you breathe with the movement, gently exploring being with your edges as you do this. then just for a moment, releasing back, so allowing the buttocks to come back and rest towards the heels. The head comes towards the ground, moving down into the child's pose. Forehead on the ground. Feeling the breath, feeling the breath. Once again, coming forward into our tabletop posture. Feeling the contact between the hands and the ground. So if you wish to, really stretching out those fingers and feeling the fingers connected with the ground, in contact with the ground, the palms, also feeling the floor. And then as you breathe in, allowing the right hand to come forward, so the right arm and hand to come forward, and the left leg can lift off the ground, left knee, left leg lift off the ground, and stretching out in this way, the opposite arm, the opposite leg, the right arm stretching forward, the left leg off the ground, stretching back through that heel, breathing with the stretch and sensing what it's like to balance in this way. Maybe noticing the feeling of wobbling, finding balance, finding a point to fix the gaze that can be supportive. And releasing back down, the right hand comes to the ground and the left knee. And over to the other side. So this time, the left arm and hand come forward, the right leg backwards. Lifting off the ground, the right leg. So again, feeling the stretch from the tips of the fingers on the left hand all the way along the arm and the back. Down the right leg to the heel. Aware of the whole body as you balance, feel and sense this movement. Breathe with the movement. And then allowing the hand to come back down, the leg to come back down. And resting back into the tabletop posture. Feeling the breath. And then very gently introducing a little twist. So as you're in the tabletop posture, just looking over the right shoulder towards the right heel, seeing what it's like. Just moving as much as feels supportive, helpful. Moving the head back to the middle and then looking over the left shoulder and looking at the left heel. What's it like to feel this twist in this way? Coming back to tabletop. Returning to the child's pose, so allowing the buttocks to come back towards the heels, arms stretching in front, and the forehead comes to the ground as you rest in the child's pose, taking time to pause. Coming up once again to all fours and finding your way back onto your back into our original pose, lying on the back. The feet falling out to the sides, palms of the hands upwards, and feeling the whole of the back of the body in contact with the ground. Feeling the breathing as you arrive here, as you pause. letting the soles of the feet come to the ground. So once again, the knees are in the air. Feeling the tailbone, aware of the tailbone, and then rocking back. So allowing the lower back to really press into the ground, and then the tailbone lifts off the ground, and continuing that movement and letting the whole of the trunk of the body lift off the ground into the bridge pose. So from the knees all the way to the shoulders, sensing that movement, feeling what it's like to breathe with this movement. The weight of the body moving down through the soles of the feet, weight of the body through the shoulders, the middle of the body, the belly, the chest, in the air as you breathe with the posture. And then releasing down, so slowly curling all the way back down, allowing the back to meet the ground as you curl all of the way back down. Feeling the back in contact with the ground, the knees in the air, soles of the feet on the ground, and just breathing. Feeling the breath in the body. And then once again, moving back into this posture, so letting the lower back really press into the ground as the tailbone lifts, and continuing that movement as the middle of the body lifts off the ground. Breathing with the stretch, breathing with the bridge pose, feeling the shoulders in contact with the ground, the soles of the feet, and feeling the breath in the body. And then once again, allowing the back to slowly curl towards the ground. Feeling the breath in the belly, taking time to pause. And now letting the feet lift off the ground, the knees are in the air. Again, holding the knees just below. Holding the legs just below the knees, around the shin, just for a moment. And then the arms can go out into a T-shape. The arms are by the side of the body in a T-shape. And exploring what it's like to let the knees, both knees, come over to the right side. So the knees stay bent and moving over to the right side, and feeling that twist in the body as the knees come down towards the ground. How does that feel? And again, working with your body, sensing your body. What feels nice, supportive? Moving as much or as little as feels helpful. And if you wish to, turning the head the opposite direction, and looking over the left shoulder as you feel the stretch. Now letting the knees come back up towards the center and allowing them to fall over to the other side, to move down the other side. Moving over to the left, feeling that twist in the body. Breathing with the twist, finding what feels nice and supportive for your body right now. Breathing with the twist, with the stretch. And again, if you wish, looking over the right arm, the right hand. And breathing with the movement, breathing with the posture. And then once again, the knees can come back to the center. Soles of the feet back to the ground and extending the legs, letting the arms come by the side of the body and returning to this posture of rest. Whole back of the body in contact with the ground from the feet all the way up the back of the legs, buttocks, the back, the shoulders, the back of the head. Taking time to breathe and to pause and to be still. Now, again, allowing the feet to come off the ground and the knees to point into the air, so the soles of the feet on the ground, the knees are in the air. Pausing and then straightening the right leg. So the left knee stays bent, left foot on the ground and the right foot extended. And then as you breathe in, letting that right leg raise and just see how much feels a useful stretch. Perhaps it's coming straight up towards the ceiling, right leg lifting off the ground, and then taking the hands, if you wish, and placing the hands around the back of the thigh, around the hamstring, feeling that stretch, breathing with that stretch, and what feels a nice amount for you, for your body in this moment. As you breathe out, perhaps there's a little more. Be really gentle as you explore the edges, as you explore the limits, as you breathe with the body. And then releasing that leg back down, letting it float all the way down slowly, sensing the muscles in the abdomen. As the leg comes down, and then the right foot comes to the floor, the right knee is bent, and allowing the left knee to straighten the whole left leg on the ground. And then letting the left leg lift off the ground all the way up. Straight leg off the ground and holding the leg behind the thigh, holding the hamstring, and feeling that stretch. And again, noticing that you can play with this, you can explore how much stretch is nice for your body in this moment, not too much, not too little. Using the breath, feeling the breath. As you sense into this stretch, feel the stretch in the back of the left leg. Gently exploring the edges. And then releasing the leg back down, the left knee can bend, the left foot coming to the ground. And then allowing both legs to extend, taking time to pause in our resting position. The whole back of the body in contact with the ground as you feel the breath. And then turning on to your right side. So moving the body, finding a way to come onto your right side. And the right arm can be bent, and the head can support the right arm. So the legs are straight, the weight of the body moving down through the sides as you lie on your side. And then as you breathe in, if you wish, just moving that left leg off the right one a little, exploring what it's like to allow the left leg to float into the air. Again, finding your edge, finding your limit, and breathing with that, working with that, sensing that. Feel the nice stretch for your body now. Maybe easing off a little. Maybe stretching in a little more. Using the breath to sense what feels supportive. And then the left leg can come down to join the right. And slowly, gently moving over to the other side. This time lying on your left side. And using the left arm, left hand to support the head. Both legs straight out. And as you breathe in, lifting the right leg. Finding how much movement feels helpful and supportive for your body right now. So sometimes this means finding a little more movement, using the breath to really feel into the stretch. And at other times it can mean easing off, remembering to be really gentle. So softly, gently exploring the limits, exploring what feels supportive. As you breathe, and then allowing the right leg, the right foot to come down, the legs to meet, and then your right arm and hand can come to the ground as you roll over onto your front, so lying on the front of the body. And for a moment, just lying on one cheek, pausing, resting, and feeling the breath as you lie on your front. Letting the arms be by the side of the body. Moving the head and just resting on the forehead. The forehead rests on the ground. And as you breathe in, very gently allowing just the right leg to lift off the ground. So what's that like? The right foot, the shin, the knee, maybe some of the thigh lifting off the ground. Being really gentle as you do this. Breathing with that stretch and then allowing the right leg to come down and exploring what that's like on the other side. So this time the left foot and the left leg come off the ground. As you feel and sense the stretch in the body. Breathing with what's here. And releasing down, and once again, resting on one cheek, perhaps the other cheek this time. Pausing, breathing. Now, beginning to walk the palms of the hands to be underneath the shoulders. And then pressing on the palms of the hands just a little, moving the hands forward in front of the head, just coming onto the elbows. So the weight of the body now is on the elbows, on the palms of the hands, allowing the head just for a moment to move back down towards the ground, and then just pressing in to the elbows and to the hands and lifting the head, but really gently. So again, finding how much stretch feels supportive and helpful. Easing off when you come to a place that feels like that's enough. And then if you wish to, very gently, exploring limits, seeing if there's a little more movement that comes with the out-breath perhaps. Sensing into the pose. And then releasing down. And once again resting, lying on the front of your body, lying on one cheek and pausing. Now rolling over once again onto your back. Back to our resting position, with the legs straight and the feet falling out to the side, the palms of the hands facing upwards, the whole back of the body lying on the mat. Pose of rest, a pose of surrender, feeling the breath in the body, feeling the breath in the belly. Letting the attention move down into the feet. And moving from the feet into the ankles and then the calves and the shins, the whole lower legs, breathing with what's there. Moving on to the knees, to the thighs and the upper legs. And then allowing the awareness to move through the pelvic area and into the back, the lower back, the upper back, feeling the parts of the back in contact with the ground. Sensing the belly and the chest area and the movement of the breath. And moving up through the shoulders, into the arms, into the hands. Just pausing. Feeling the body as it lies here. The back of the head in contact with the ground. The whole area around the neck and the throat and the ears. Aware of the face. And the very top of the head. And aware of the whole of the body, just lying here. Present. Feeling the breathing. The in-breath and the out-breath. And so now we will slowly bring the practice to a close. And we'll do this in stages, we'll do this gently. So beginning by just wiggling the fingers, wiggling the toes, bringing some movement into the body. If the eyes have been closed, just slowly letting in some light. when you feel ready, rolling over to one side. So rolling over to the side, bending the knees, and using the hands as a pillow, and resting on one side a moment. Pausing, feeling the breath as you rest. And then slowly coming on to all fours and back to a seated posture, letting the eyes be open and allowing the sense of this practice, the awareness, the presence, the mindfulness to flow through into the rest of your day.